Hey everyone, this is Renee Fry from Talent Q, and you're listening to the Conscious Professional Podcast. More people than ever want to be happy in their career and their personal life, but they're going about it all wrong. I'm here to set the record straight and emphasize the importance of prioritizing your mindset. I'm thrilled you're here. So let's get into it. I am fired up more than usual because it's a sunny, warm day here on March 1st, which is very unusual in the Twin Cities. It's my birthday month. My company, Talent Q, turns 9 this month. So many damn good things going on. All right, morning routines. We all have them. Some of you have been in the same morning routine for years. Some of you are probably struggling to change your morning routine. I know there are people in every single camp. Some who have a dynamite morning routine, some who are struggling, and others who are in the middle of some days your routine is going well and others you're missing the mark. And wherever you're at is totally cool. I'm all about having a million-dollar morning. And yes, you can too. Today, I'm going to talk about having a million-dollar morning. And I coined this phrase because what if when you woke up in the morning every single day, you jumped out of bed excited, and every single morning after you woke up, you felt like you won the lottery. You'd be ecstatic. You'd feel lucky, overjoyed. You'd have a feeling of freedom. Your bank account would be massive, full and overflowing with money. You wouldn't have any worries. You'd feel as if you could do anything. You'd be ready for a fresh start and feel so incredibly happy, right? This is how I want you all to feel when you wake up every day. And I'm sure some of you are thinking, Renee, you're totally full of shit. This isn't me. I'm not a morning person. I never wake up happy and vibrant. I hit snooze 4 times before I roll out of bed. Yada, yada, yada. You can create and maintain your version of a million-dollar morning. You know why you can do this? You can do this because you're in control of all of your thoughts. All you have to do, step one, is believe creating a million-dollar morning is easy because I want you all to feel like $1 million. Let me tell you something. If we tell ourselves that things are hard, if you've got some thoughts going on in your head about mornings like, I'm not a morning person, guess what? You're never going to be a morning person. If you're thinking, I never feel energized in the morning, guess what? You're right. You'll never feel energized in the morning. If you think, I can't get up earlier, you won't. So that's why I'm here. Because someone has to be the one to give you your wake-up call that your morning routine isn't cutting it. It isn't setting you up for success. It isn't allowing you to wake up refreshed, to wake up to give your day your all and make that sucker scream your name. So I'm going to share how your mornings can be forever changed. Your entire perspective of mornings will be completely altered. I'll share why having a rock solid morning routine is incredibly important for your success. When you create and stick to a solid routine, you'll create a better morning for yourself. And that morning is going to turn into a better day for yourself. And that day is going to turn into a better week, which will turn into a better month. And that month turns into a better year for yourself. Imagine what this could mean for your career. Incredible results. Next thing you know, along the way, you've become a better you, which is why we're all here, right? You're listening to this podcast to learn something, to implement things, to take action, to live your most magnificent life possible. So if you will, bear with me for a second, and let's jump into my time machine, and we're headed back to 2008 before I had kids. I'm lying in my king bed with my husband Dustin next to me. The alarm would go off. I would probably hit snooze 3 or 4 times. And I knew in my head, I knew the latest possible time I needed to wake up to get to work on time. And at that time, I'd roll out of bed begrudgingly, walk slowly to the bathroom, go to the bathroom in the dark, fumble through my closet with the lights off, trying to pick out some exercise clothes, put on my watch, walk to the kitchen, fill up my water bottle in the dark. Now, you guys can all picture that, right? Ho-hum, it sounds depressing. Well, what you aren't seeing is what I felt like emotionally inside. When I would wake up every day, I felt really uncomfortable. I felt rage and anger inside of me. All these awful emotions. My body temperature inside even felt hot. I seriously thought I was allergic to mornings, and I'm not kidding. I was definitely not a morning person. After my workout, my body temperature and emotions would finally calm down. I'd jump in the shower, get ready for my 1 hour commute, and head to the cities. I never had the clothes that I was going to wear that day picked out. Never had my coffee ready. Never had my breakfast ready. It was like I was a tornado spiraling around, rushing around the house. I'd rush all around, hop in the car, and race off to the city bus that was going to take me into the city. And once I got to work, I felt like I needed another hour just to settle in and feel ready for my day because it started so frantically. First thing in the morning, I was a total angry person. I had a frown on my face. I was pissed off to be awake. And I joked that I had to work out just to get the crabbies out. My husband knew not to talk to me in the mornings because I would throw my bad attitude at him with my words. I was awful. What I shared with you is nothing like who I am today. Today, I jump out of bed with a smile on my face. I shake my fist like a tennis pro and I say, yes, I did it again. Because that is my reward to myself. I literally reward myself out loud for jumping out of bed and getting my day started on a good note. I walk to the bathroom. I turn the lights on. I have my workout clothes laid out on the counter. My gym bag is already packed with my water bottle, my towel, and my wallet. I get dressed. I brush my teeth. I put on my heart rate monitor. I walk to the kitchen, fill up my protein shaker cup, throw a scoop of collagen in, grab a cup of coffee to go, put my shoes on, and I hop into the car. And the best part about all of this is my body temperature is normal. I'm not an angry elf. I'm in a wonderful state. I'm relaxed, excited to go crush my workout because I've had a total transformation. I want to share 3 hacks that you can put into place to start having a morning that finally sets you up for the day instead of setting you back. When you put them in place, you'll experience an incredible transformation like I did. The decisions you make at night determine who you will be when you wake up in the morning. We all have a choice the evening before the next day to set yourself up for success, to set yourself up with ease, for winning, for confidence. And when you make decisions in the evening that don't support you to have a successful morning, to be rushing around like a tornado like me, to feel like you're behind, you can't catch up, you're bound to have a bad day. Your decisions determine your life. Every single day we make decisions. Decisions that keep us in the same routine or decisions that help us create a breakthrough and improve our lives. When you put in place these 3 things, you'll have time to relax while also setting yourself up for a wonderful day. And this is where you'll see success. This will be a positive effect that will be like a snowball traveling down a mountain, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That's going to trigger more positivity and more confidence and more positivity for your day. What you decide to do in the evening will determine whether or not the next day is going to be easy and empowering and friction-free, or you wake up to a frantic tornado morning feeling rushed and behind all day long. In your life right now, you have an evening routine. And I want to start there with your current evening routine. I want you to think about it and evaluate it. Then I'm going to challenge you to change it. So think about the evening in front of you tonight, this very day. What does your current evening routine look like right now in your life? And I'll share how mine used to be. So in the past, I would leave the office, pick up my daughter from school. I'd make her a quick dinner, hustle to get her off to dance. After that, I'd come home. I would eat dinner while sitting on the couch, scrolling on my phone while the TV was on in the background. You know why I did that? Because I worked hard all day and I told myself in my mind, I deserve to relax. Well, that's what I was telling myself in my mind. After I was done eating, I'd walk to the kitchen, just set my dishes on the counter, get in the car to pick up Elena from dance. And after getting home with her, I'd help her get some food to eat. And I'd go back to sitting on the couch watching mindless TV, passing time until it was my time to go to bed. And once it was time to go to bed, I'd make sure the garage was closed, that all the doors were deadbolted. I'd see a pile of mail on my kitchen counter. I wouldn't touch the mail. I just kept on walking right by. I'd see a hamper full of clean towels behind the couch in the living room. I just ignored it. I'd lock the front door, turn off all the lights, and jump into bed with my phone and go to bed. I used to tell myself BS stories about why I could not get my act together, why I didn't clean up my kitchen. I'd tell myself, I'm not organized. I'd say to myself, I'm just not a morning person. I do so much work during the day. When I'm home, I just want to relax at night. All the BS. The problem with this is my nights weren't setting me up for a $1 million morning. You know how my old mornings went. My alarm would go off. I'd hit snooze at least 3 or 4 times. I knew I wouldn't get out of bed on the first alarm, so I gave myself extra time to snooze, and then I knew I really had to get out of bed. I'd walk to my closet, pick out my workout clothes, change my watch band, head to the kitchen to fill up my water bottle, see the mess, the dishes all over the counter, and be pissed off at myself. Why didn't I clean up the kitchen the night before? And then I'd tell myself, I'll clean it later. I'd walk down to my gym and exercise, and some days I'd have time to meditate and write down 3 things that I'm grateful for in my journal, and other times I was inconsistent. If I woke up late, I'd cut out part of my workout, and some other days I'd have to skip my meditation and journaling altogether. When I hit snooze on my alarm in the morning, what was that telling my subconscious mind? What I'm telling myself, lying in bed is better than living my life. I'm telling myself that it's okay to break a commitment to myself. The commitment to get up when the alarm sounds. When you break a commitment to yourself, the trust in yourself actually tears down. And this is the worst thing you could do. The commitments you make to yourself are the most important in this world. It is so important to keep the commitments you make to yourself. I wasn't a morning person because the old me didn't do anything before the night before to set myself up for success. Leaving dishes in the sink and all over the kitchen, being a total mess, hitting snooze was a choice. I kept doing it because I would tell myself, I worked hard all day. I'm tired. Last thing I need to do is clean up my kitchen. Well, no crap, Renee. If I'm telling myself I'm tired, I will feel tired. There's nothing fun about waking up late, yelling at my kids, scrambling around, not having enough time, running around frantically because I wasn't thinking of being intentional about starting my day in an empowering way. And I wasn't creating a morning where I would have plenty of time so I wasn't frantic. So why did I keep doing this to myself? When I started my days this way, I had so much more stress and so many more feelings of being behind. Feeling like I was holding the fire hose in reaction mode all day long. And I hate being in reaction mode. It makes me stressed out. I feel better when I'm proactive and I'm thoughtful. So why was I allowing myself to do this? It's all because of the bullshit thoughts I was telling myself. Now, I learned how to change and break this down. I was coming home feeling spent from work because my experience of how my day started. My day started frantic and rushed, and that energy just continued throughout my entire day. And I was trying to catch up. holding my fire hose out. We all have the choice to be million-dollar morning people. Your morning routine is everything when it comes to success. Putting yourself first to focus on what matters to you and your million-dollar morning has to start the night before. Thinking back to my old morning ways, I can't believe how much stress and unnecessary drama I created for myself and my entire family. Rushing around, not giving myself enough time. It wasn't fun at all. I changed my morning routine so I could be a different person. Setting yourself up the night before is the secret to waking up and having a great morning. And when you have a great morning, you're going to have a better day, which directly impacts the success of your personal and professional life. I'm going to share how to wind down your day in an empowering and intentional way. So here are the three things I implemented to have a million-dollar morning that changed my life. First step is clean up your physical spaces. When you get up in the morning, where's the first place we all go? We all go to the damn kitchen, the kitchen. And would you rather see a kitchen with stuff scattered around, dirty dishes in the sink, pots soaking in the sink? Or would you feel more empowered if you walked into the kitchen, the sink is empty, the counters are sparkling clean, everything is organized, and there was nothing you needed to clean up? When I walk into the kitchen and I see dirty dishes, it's a total trigger. And then I'm feeling overwhelmed, telling myself, I should have done this yesterday, which means I made it harder on myself. No dishes in the sink, clean kitchen, and I'm waking up to a clean slate and I feel proud of myself. Now, I won't get ready for bed until my kitchen is cleaned up now. And the hamper of clean towels that I used to walk right past at night, now I quickly fold them away, fold them up, put them away in the closet. It doesn't really take much time. And when I lock all the doors and turn off all the lights in my house at night, I take a walk back through the kitchen, make sure the dishes are in the dishwasher. I start the dishwasher, I clean up the counters, and I just get it done. This has totally changed my mornings because when I walk into a physically clean kitchen, I feel lighter. It makes me feel empowered in the morning when I step into my clean kitchen. It's like a feeling of pride to me. So do not take today's messes into tomorrow. Clean them up today. The second step is get what you need to have a successful morning ready the night before. Make things easier for yourself. If you exercise in the morning, pick out your exercise clothes and lay them out the night before. If you're trying to drink more water, fill up your water bottle and set it right next to the coffee maker. Pack your kids' lunches the night before for school. Whatever you can do the night before, do it. Maybe you want to pick out your outfit for what you're going to wear tomorrow. Whatever these things are, identify them and do it the night before. This will allow you to be relaxed and set yourself up for success the next day. Plus, there's a lot less thinking involved. The less thinking involved, the easier and more quickly it will become a habit. What I do the night before when I'm done with my face routine, I put fresh coffee in the coffee maker. I set it for the next day so when I get up, there's a fresh pot of coffee to drink so I can grab a to-go cup on the way to the gym. I pick out my exercise clothes. I put them in the bathroom. I fill up my water bottle and a towel and whatever equipment I need for the gym that day, I put in my gym bag. And my gym bag sits right next to my exercise clothes in the bathroom. So I get up, I change my watch band so that I have the gym one so it's more comfortable, and I throw my watch on the charger in the bathroom, and then I'm ready to go. Boom. All of this leads to my million-dollar morning. The third step is setting your alarm with intention. Intentionally thinking about what time you need to wake up and how much time you need to give yourself in the morning. So tonight, when you set your alarm, make a decision about the person you're becoming or the person you want to be in the future. Tonight, be intentional about what you truly need to start your day to feel supported, confident, and at ease. How much time do you need to put yourself first? Take care of your health and put a little bit of time to do something that matters to you. How much time is it? Is it 30 more minutes than what you're giving yourself now? Is it an hour? Is it 2 hours? Be real with yourself and figure out how much time you need to give yourself in the morning. Your alarm has probably been set for the same time for years. Think about the person you want to be in the future. Think about that ideal you. What does their morning routine look like? What are they doing to set themselves up for success? Maybe there's something you're thinking about that you want to add into your morning routine. Maybe you aren't exercising. Maybe you want to journal. Maybe you want to read. Maybe you want to meditate. How much time do you really want and need? I get it. You might need to wake up 60 minutes earlier, 45 minutes earlier. You don't have to be a morning person to create a stellar evening routine and a $1 million morning. You can learn and support yourself and get up earlier because this is how much time you need to set your day up for success and set yourself up for success. A lot of us lose the opportunity of a fresh start and new morning because we aren't intentional and honest with ourselves about how much time we need. When I sat down and truly thought about how much time I needed for myself to start my day feeling like $1 million, I determined that I needed 3 hours to do what I want to do to start the day feeling powerful. I choose to work out in the morning because if I don't, I won't get it done. And I also like working out on an empty stomach. When I was younger, the story I used to share when I wasn't a morning person was that I was crabby girl first thing in the morning, and my husband knew not to talk to me until I'd been awake for a few hours. What kind of life is that? Having my husband avoid me for several hours at the beginning of the day? Gosh, I am so grateful that I've changed. When I sat down and calculated how much time I needed to set myself up for a $1 million day, I need 30 minutes to drive to and from the gym. I need 45 minutes to exercise at the gym, 20 minutes to make a drink and a post-workout shake, 10 minutes to meditate, 5 minutes to write down 3 things I'm grateful for, and 60 minutes to shower, pick out my outfit, and get ready for my day with ease. This is nearly 3 hours, and that sounds like a lot of time. Truth is, it's only a lot of time if you think it's a lot of time. I think it's the appropriate amount of time, and I've been doing this for 6 months now, and it's been incredibly worth it. When I work out first thing in the morning, that means I'm getting it out of the way, the most important thing for my day, focusing on my health. I don't have any excuses, and I never miss a workout. It also gives me a huge burst of energy, accomplishment. Endorphins are flowing. My blood is pumping. I feel invincible. This allows me to walk into my days feeling confident. And since I've achieved something already, I'm ready to go conquer other tasks at work. Exercise also allows me mental clarity and focus during my workday, so I accomplish more in a shorter period of time than I was before. Take some time for you and calculate for yourself how much do you need, truly need to wake up and support yourself and make your mornings easier. And if you can't think of a time, if it's hard for you, you don't know where to start, I would encourage you to wake up an hour earlier. Everyone can use additional hours. Start there and you can make adjustments. So I'm asking you to make a commitment to yourself. When you set your alarm clock tonight, you're making a promise to yourself that when that alarm sound goes off, you're going to wake up, you're going to throw yourself out of bed, and you're going to get up and get your ass going. You need to be intentional about what time you're going to get up. When that alarm rings, make a commitment to keep that promise to yourself. Every evening moving forward, you got to set up what you need to have a $1 million morning and allow yourself the time you truly need. When that alarm goes off, That promise is there to be kept. You'll be honoring yourself, putting yourself first. Your alarm is a promise you are keeping with yourself. So the key points from today's episode are the 3 steps to have a million-dollar morning. Don't bring today's messes into tomorrow. Clean up your physical spaces. Get what you need ready for your morning, ready the night before. Set your alarm with intention. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Share this episode and go make one change to be better than you were yesterday. Live your life with intention. I believe in you. I'm on a mission to help as many people as possible. So if you would, please leave a 5-star review. See you next week. Cheers, everyone.